Not sure how I did. I am saying that and repeating that because I really don't know how how I did. But it was a tough match in the beginning of the first set. I didn't expect Kevin playing really, really aggressive. He was doing a great job, and I was not playing my best. Then I just tried to keep doing my work, trying to be there, stay on the court, focus, and I know in five sets it's really tough to beat some guys in three sets, and I was thinking that on the match, and then was really good finish in the end.
You were talking to the umpire in the third set, I think, about his shouting, and after that you seemed to be...
But it was not because of Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I saw the video and it looks like I am talking about Kevin and not Kevin. It's a respect guy in the court. Was not against him. I was saying because of another people outside the court, not inside.
Oh, people outside in the stands?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's why.
In his box or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, did that change your mood or your attitude? Because after that moment with the chair umpire, you seemed to start playing better and had more energy yourself, maybe.
Yeah, I was a little bit upset because in the beginning of the match, I didn't expect the first two sets. I was thinking about my first three matches here, and I started the match with confidence, and then after 1 hour, I was down 6-1, 6-2. So I just trying to take something to stay on the court. And maybe that just helped me to be focused and, okay, I want to win now. But then I need tennis and to be focused all the time.
At the end of the second set, when you were in your chair...
You are the guy who is very is speaking, no?
Today...
Every time.
You are the guy.
Yeah.
At the end of the second set, yeah. When you were in the chair, what were you thinking... And at that point, did you honestly think in your heart that you could come back?
I always think I can do my work on the court. That is the first thing I am thinking when I am walking to the court before the match. Okay, now I can do. But then after the second set, I tried to start the third set trying to be more aggressive, trying to play good points because he was dominating all the match the first two sets, and then in the third I trying to start to do that, but then he was playing better than me and he was break up and then serving for the match. It was not easy, but then in the fourth I really see the chance to beat him. Then he served again for the match, but was good in my mind, trying to keep doing the good things.
Diego, with the next match against Rafa, I guess, are you able to step onto the court with full belief that you can beat him? And if so, then let us know just where you can get that belief from.
Always. I believe I can do. If it's not, I'm not playing tennis. But Rafa here, I know it's his second home, and it's going to be a really, really tough match. I need to recover well because against him I need to run a lot and do my best. And so, nothing. I need to be ready for the next match and do my best.
Just on that belief, how do you keep belief when you're in a tough match, losing by two sets against a guy who feels like he's half a meter taller than you and just, you know, playing better? How do you keep the belief that you have the power to change this match?
Did you read David and Goliath? That's why I think I read when I was young in the school, and then I just tried to think that when I see Kevin or the guys who have 2 meters.
Well, maybe there's another Goliath in the next match for you. But I think in Barcelona, you won four or five games in a row against Nadal.
In Madrid.
Sorry, in Madrid, yeah. So there must be some way to beat him, and there must be some kind of weakness if you can do that. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, this year in Australia, I play against him in round of 16. I won one set, and then I have many chances, break points, and break up in many sets to keep doing a good job against him. And all the matches I played against him, I have my chances. So I need to recover well again, because to have that chances, I need to be in my 100% against him, and more here, because he's always playing great tennis here. So yeah, I know I am going to have chances, but then I need to take.
When you come back as impressively as you did today, and you win the last two sets really convincingly,
yeah,
does that give you even more confidence going into your next match, irregardless of who the opponent is? Do you feel on a high?
Yeah, I think so. After the first three matches, I have a lot of confidence in my game, playing good tennis. Now I have confidence also with my legs, and I know here on clay I can play 4 hours and play five sets, and yeah, it's give me more confidence than before.